This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we head into these final days before Election Day, we continue taking a closer look at the six proposals on Michigan's ballot. Today, Proposal 6, the bridge proposal, as most of us would call it. As we mentioned earlier in this show, it's been the focus of a mind-blowing amount of money spent by the Maroon family. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick's been covering the bridge story, and she joins us now to take a look at Prop 6. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by making things crystal clear. What does Proposal 6 say, and what does a yes vote mean, and what does a no vote mean?
What Proposal 6 proposes to do is it would, in the words of the ballot language, require the approval of a majority of voters at a statewide election when any new international bridges or tunnels for motor vehicles are to be located in the state of Michigan. And there's some other language in there. But basically what it means is that there would have to be an election, a referendum, anytime the state wanted to build a new international border crossing. And there's been some dispute legally about whether this would apply only to international crossings. That is outlined pretty clearly in the language of the proposal. But Governor Snyder and some people who are against Proposal 6 say that it would actually apply to any infrastructure projects within the state. But regardless, a yes vote on Proposal 6 means that for any new international crossings the state wants to build, there needs to be a statewide referendum on it. A no vote means no, that the state can go ahead and build an international crossing if it wants to.
Circle back and kind of set the stage for us, Sarah. This was all born out of the plans announced by Governor Snyder and the government of Canada to build a competing bridge between Michigan and Ontario. And from that, we were pretty much off to the races, weren't we?
Yes, this has all been in the works for years, but things really got going under Governor Snyder. He really came in very determined that this bridge was going to get built. He has laid out repeatedly and clearly one of the statistics he likes to use the most is that one-third of all North American trade occurs between the corridor connecting Montreal and Chicago. And to get from Montreal to Chicago, where do you need to go? Mm. Well, probably through Detroit. And right now we only have one commercial border crossing in Detroit, and that's the Ambassador Bridge. So he's laid out repeatedly this economic case that we need an additional bridge to facilitate this traffic and that will be an economic boost for the region. And the government of Canada believes that as well and is wholeheartedly behind this new bridge, the new international trade crossing, I guess they're calling it now.
Right.
But as things have really gained momentum under Governor Snyder, and finally this summer he signed an agreement with the Canadian government officially to go ahead and build this new bridge, the owners of the Ambassador Bridge, who do not want the new bridge, don't want that competition, as in a commercial border crossing in Detroit, have basically taken to the ballot. And I think you could probably fairly see this as a last-ditch attempt to make sure that new crossing doesn't happen.
And certainly the Maroon family, owners of the Ambassador Bridge, have deep pockets. When we've all heard these kind of eye-popping figures of some $30 million spent in commercials and in efforts to get a yes vote on Proposal 6. And there seems to be a fair amount of criticism from the anti-Prop 6 forces portraying the content of these Prop 6 commercials bought with all this money as stretching the truth, to put it kindly. Do you think that's a fair assessment, or is there some truth to the commercials?
Anyone who, you know, has followed the story knows who is behind Proposal 6. It's the Maroon family, the Detroit International Bridge Company, and clearly they don't want the competing crossing. Now, you can look at the commercials, which tend to mention things like money for education and firefighters and public services, and suggesting that, you know, we shouldn't be spending those scarce resources on building another international crossing, and that the state of Michigan will be on the hook for the cost of this new mm-hmm. international crossing, although the Canadian government and Governor Snyder swear that won't be the case. That's where the attention in the commercial is really focused. And I think it's fair to say that that's not really what this proposal is about, and that if Proposal 6 is passed, there probably won't magically be more money for schools or firefighters.
I want to get your thoughts, since you have been very much involved in covering this story.
Mm-hmm.
For the people in Southwest Detroit, whose lives would be tremendously impacted either way, whether there is a second bridge or not, what are their thoughts on getting that second bridge and on this proposal?
Well, it's interesting. I was actually down in Del Rey, which is the community that will be directly impacted, that will is supposed to host the new international trade crossing.
Right.
I think it's fair to say that the people who are very involved in the community are very much anti-Proposal 6, that is to say that they want the bridge, they want the new international trade crossing. Hmm. People you just sort of run into, I ran into a couple people who didn't know what Proposal 6 was, don't know that it affects them at all, although they understand the issues with the new bridge. But for them, it's just been this long waiting game of many, many years waiting to see if they're going to be bought out of their neighborhood and if that new bridge is ever going to happen. And it started out, I think it's fair to say, with a lot of support in the neighborhood. But the longer this goes on, the more that support dwindles and people really feel like, well, is this ever going to happen? Does it matter? And in the meantime, the community has gone through this sort of vicious cycle of disinvestment as people don't know whether the bridge is going to be built or not, whether their business or their home or their church is going to exist in a few years. And so a neighborhood that was already struggling has just gone into a downward spiral. And in the meantime, this is all dragging out in terms of a big fight between Governor Snyder and the Canadian government and the Maroon family.
And let's just say there is a yes vote and Proposal 6 passes. Mm-hmm. What happens?
If there's a yes vote and Proposal 6 happens, it probably goes to court, and we probably see some kind of also political, legislative, or, you know, political workings around the restrictions that this proposal would put on international crossings. Already, Governor Snyder and the Canadian government have said they think that the agreement they have for the new bridge is legally insulated from the ballot or from the language of this ballot proposal, although obviously they don't want to deal with that eventuality. If there's a no vote, the Detroit International Bridge Company has spent millions of dollars in court over the years fighting over issues surrounding the Ambassador Bridge and a new span and the proposed new bridge. And the bridge company president, Dan Stamper, has said they're not giving up that fight. So either way, we're going to end up in court.
I know that the Maroon family and the bridge company has said, we'll build a second bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possible basis that anyone can see for the two sides, for the three sides, if you will, Government of Canada, Governor Snyder, and the Maroon family being able to agree on how and where to do this? Has that been approached at all, to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge, and I just don't see it being possible on a practical level, because the fact is that the Canadian government does not want a twin span to the Ambassador Bridge. They don't like the location of the Ambassador Bridge right now. They don't like the fact that it goes through downtown Windsor.
Sure.
And they know if they were going to build another span and increase or even keep traffic, you know, they're going to have to, you know, run through historic neighborhoods and the University of Windsor and all these things. I mean, they're just dead set against it. And it's also, you know, there's been already this building up of infrastructure for the new international trade crossing on the Canadian side downriver. And what they really want is a straight shot on these expressways for this commercial truck traffic that's, you know, carrying a third of the trade of North America to cross the border at Detroit. So I guess I just don't see, you know, the Maroon family may want to build their bridge, and they can make that case, and, you know, and I guess on a number of levels, but where are they going to build it to?
Sarah Swick, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.